Psalm 77, verse 20. Thank you, ushers. Psalm 77, verse 20. And it says, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. You led your people like a flock. Amen. By the hand of Moses. Come on, somebody. And Aaron. I want to talk about this morning, after the storm, the attributes of God. The last attribute that I want to talk about here is the omniscience of God. The omniscience of God. I've been talking about the omnipotence of God. That is the power of God. Now I want to talk about the knowledge of God. Come on up here. Amen. The what? The knowledge of God. God being all-knowing. God being what? All-knowing. Omniscience. O-M-N-I-S-C-I-E-N-C-E. The omniscience of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Bless us now. Forgive me of my sins. Clear my mind and heart. And now use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Oftentimes, and as I've been saying through this series, one of the greatest things that you and I can experience in this life is coming to know the Lord. There are many people who don't truly understand why you and I are so committed to the Lord. It's amazing because the world looks at us and the world wonders, why are we so excited about Sunday morning? Yes, sir. Why are we so excited about God and his word? And why are we committed to the church? Why do we give to the church? Why do we serve in church? Couldn't you be doing something better? But what the world doesn't understand is the world doesn't understand that if it had not been for God, who saw us in the storms of life. Amen. And who orchestrated our deliverance. Who made a way out of no way for us. I don't know about you this morning, but when I look back over my life, amen, I realize I was just like them. I was just like the world, I mean, because I was in the world. But I used to say the same things. I used to wonder, why do people go to church on Sunday? Why do they come, amen, and praise him and give him so much glory? And, you know, I used to say, why are those Christians, you know, so loud? Why do they have to shout so much? You know, I said to myself, it doesn't take all that. But see, when you've been through something, come on, somebody, and you realize that it was nobody but God. It was nobody but God's power, by God's power, by God's presence. And that's his omnipresence, and that's his omniscience. But when we start talking about the omniscience of God, we're talking about that God is all-knowing. Oh, yeah. And may I say something to you this morning? God knows everything about you. God knows, the Bible says, the very hair on your head is numbered by God. He says, before there's a word on your mouth, God knows it. And it's amazing because he's all-knowing. And because he knows everything, and because, hallelujah, because he's the kind of God, hallelujah, that can make a way out of no way, that a God that sees everything, a God that knows everything, but more likely than everything else, it's amazing that he knows every single details of my life. I'm grateful this morning. And the reason that I'm so grateful this morning is because in the storms of life, I don't really recognize that God is the one that knows all about it. And sometimes I forget what he knows and I panic and I don't know, amen. I take matters into my own hands because I forget some of his attributes. I want to say to somebody here this morning, that you got to know that the God that created you is the God that knows all about you. I want to say to somebody here this morning that's in the storm right now, you got to remember that trouble doesn't last always. I want to say to you that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is going to come in the morning. But more than that, I want to say to you this morning that it's after the storm is when you get to really learn about God's attributes. It's after you've been through some of the lowest times of your life, you realize, man, God knew what I was going through. God knew exactly where I was. God knew it and God did something about it. Thank God this morning that he's all-knowing God. And because he's all-knowing, the psalmist says to us, as he writes this psalm, he says to us, he says in verse 20, Psalm 77, verse 20, he says, you led. And I stopped right there and I thought about it for a moment. And I thought about how Israel, because he was talking about the Exodus. He was talking about Israel coming out of Egypt. And I want to say to somebody here this morning, maybe you're in your Egypt, that's your storm. And maybe you're enslaved to something, or maybe you're enslaved, amen, to negativity. Maybe you're enslaved to your circumstance. Maybe you're enslaved to something, but I want to tell you something. God knows all about it. And the text says that even though God knew something about it, the Bible says, hallelujah, that it's really an oxymoron when you think about it, that God commissioned Moses to go into Egypt to free the Israelites, watch this, from bondage, because the Bible says, God declares, for I have observed the misery of my people. What does that tell you? That tells you that even in your storm, God knows all about it. And not only does he know something about it, can I tell you something? He's the only one that can do something about it. Do I have somebody this morning? And I want to say to somebody here this morning that, listen, you may talk to friends and family members about your situation, but they can't do anything about it. All right. But I know someone. Yeah. All right. Amen. That's powerful enough not only to know about it, but he can do something about it. Yeah, right. And what I found out in this passage, the Bible says you led. That word means to guide. It usually means to guide in the right direction. So the first thing I want to tell you, what you're going to learn after the storm, the first thing is, you got to remember is this, that even though the path may look dark, God had you on the right path. I'll say it one more time. The path that you were on may not have been the best path for you, but watch this. It may have not been the shortest path, but it may have been the longest path, but it was the right path for you. And the reason I say that is because when God brought them out of Egypt, rather than taking them the short distance, he took them the long way. Can I help you with something today? Stop complaining about your path. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Stop complaining about what you don't have on the path, because God knows what you need, and watch this, God has placed you on the right path. God knows all about you. and God is guiding you, and you are on the proper path that God wants for you. And sometimes after the storm, listen, after the storm, you realize that's exactly where you need to be. You see, Israel could not have went the short way. You know why? The Bible says, had they went the short way, they would have seen their enemies and turned back. And so God had to take them 200 miles around the shortest path. Oh, come on, somebody. To get them to trust him. May I ask you something? What is God allowing in your life to cause you to trust him? What is it that God, what path that does he have you on so that you can really believe that he's God? So that you can really believe that he has all power in his hands. That he knows exactly what's going on. May I say this to you? It may have been a long path, but may I say something? It was the right path. And you got to remember that he says you led your people, watch this, like a flock. Now, metaphorically, this word has the idea of being a sheep. You see, in the storm sometimes, we stop being sheep-like and we start being wolf-like. Oh, come on, somebody. And we start being goat-like. Amen. The goat is stubborn. The wolf will trick you. And the wolf wants to devour you. But I want to say somebody here today, you got to remember this. The second thing is, you got to realize, you realize after the storm how much you need him. Because he says, you led your people, your people, like a flock. And what God would always do is protect the sheep. And oftentimes, it's after the storm you will realize, man, I need God. And maybe right now, you're probably saying to yourself, you know what? I don't need him right now. I don't need God right now. I got this. I'm in control of my own life. But I want to say something to you. The moment you stop being a sheep, you don't have a shepherd. Come on, somebody. And there is benefits, hallelujah, of being a sheep. But one thing you got to remember, that after the storm, the storm has a way of humbling you and bringing you to a place where you will see, man, I need God. I need him every hour. Come on, somebody. I need him every minute. I need him every second. I need him in my life because I know that nobody else could have brought me through what I just went through. Anybody been through something lately? Anybody been through something and you know it was nobody but God that brought you through? Can I tell you something? Can I share something with you? You keep being a sheep and he'll keep being your shepherd. And so what God did as I come to a close, watch what it says here. It says you led your people like a flock, your people. I just can't get away from that. Your people. In other words, he's saying to them, listen, this wasn't Moses' people, this was my people. And the one thing about God heard their cry in Egypt. And because he's all-knowing, come on, somebody, he did something about it. He says he put them on the right path, and then they realized that they couldn't do it on their own. May I say this to you? Can I tell you something? Watch this, I'm going to help you with something. Somebody here today or somebody watching online, you've been crying out to God for a long time. Listen, the children of Israel have been crying out for 40 years. Come on, somebody. I want to say it one more time. For 40 years, that's a long time to be crying out to the Lord. 40 years is a long time to be crying and you're not getting no answers. 40 years of slavery, 40 years of being in bondage, 40 years, hallelujah, of staying in chains and having to do something and serve a master and not having your rights or not having, amen, any say in anything. 40 years of telling you when to get up, when to go to bed, what to eat, what not to eat. I wish I had somebody. 40 years you've been crying out to the Lord, but I want to tell you something, baby. He's heard your cry. And you got to believe that the God that hears your cry is a God that will do something about it. Oh, yeah. You don't have to cry no more. Because when you know that you belong to him, that you are his people, watch this, and he's leading you like a flock of sheep.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay sheep-like. Stay humble. Remain in the path of God. Listen, I want to tell you something. When you stay humble and remain in the path of God, God's going to bless you. But he'll also transform you. See, it's after the storm you get to learn all this stuff. But look at the last point here, last point. He says that he led them like a flock by the hand of Moses and who? And Aaron. Now, let me tell you why it's Moses and Aaron. First of all, Moses gave God an excuse. See, here's the thing. You and I are led out of the storms of life by somebody that God has prepared. Watch this now. Moses had killed an Egyptian. And watch this. And he had ran over the other side of the mountain, amen, in the wilderness. And he had been in that wilderness for 40 years. And after 40 years of being on the run, he was a murderer. After 40 years of being on the run, God said, come here, Moses. So may I say this to you? You got to remember this, that after your storm, you got to remember that God has prepared. Come on, somebody. Watch this. A visible, listen to this, now write this point down. God will give you a visible representative to show you that he's real. You see, no one has seen God and lived. So what God has to do, God has to give you a pastor. Come on, somebody. He has to give you a man of God who's going to guide you, who's going to feed you, who's going to lead you, who's going to protect you. Come on, somebody. Who's going to preach to you, who's going to teach you, who's going to take care of you,
yeah, right,
in this journey.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
And when you see the man of God, mm-hmm, you ought to say, man, that's who God sent. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
To guide me through, yeah, life's journey. And I want to encourage you as I close today, as I close out this series, just to let you know that God gives you also, in addition to the man of God, he gives you the Holy Spirit.
All right. Yeah.
He gives you the Word of God. And if you take that combination and put it together, what will happen is you'll be prepared for the next storm.
Uh-huh.
Don't overlook, watch this, Moses was on the other side of the mountain for 40 years. Come on, somebody. They had been in Egypt for a long time. Amen. And as a result of that, God prepared Moses, brought him back. Come on, somebody. God takes the worst of us. And don't be surprised who God uses to pull you out your storm. Don't be surprised. Amen. This is why it's important to respect the man of God, to honor the man of God. Come on, somebody. And watch this. And be fed by him and be led by him. Because watch this. Not all pastors are bad. Not all preachers are stealing the money. There are some good pastors out here. There are some good men of God out here that will guide you, that will hold you accountable for your life's choices. And that's because God is leading you through them. Oh, I wish I had somebody. I'm saying one more time. God is leading you through them. Are you with me? Watch this. 40 years in the wilderness. And then he comes back. And you know what he tells? You know what he tells God when God shows up? He said, God, I can't go. He said, why can't you go, Moses? Because I stutter. I can't talk before those people. Matter of fact, when I go to Pharaoh, who am I going to tell him? He said, let me clear up a few things for you, Moses. First of all, if I chose you, I chose you with your insufficiencies. I chose you because I know you. Because I'm all-knowing, omniscience. That's what we're talking about. I knew where you were. I knew what you were going to do. Here's the thing. If you remained in Egypt, you would not have been prepared to lead my people. Because you know what he did when he went out on the other side of the mountain, in the wilderness for 40 years? You know what he became? A shepherd. He became a shepherd. So he had to learn the delicacies. He had to learn how to lead sheep so he can lead people. And I want to tell you something. God is preparing us. But you got to follow your leader. You got to realize that when your leader says something to you, it's God saying it to you. You with me? And the reason I say that is because when Moses went in, let me tell you why it says by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Because Moses gave God an excuse. God said, I can fix that. Your brother Aaron, he got good speech. So guess what? You write out what I told you, give it to Aaron. Aaron going to talk to the people for you. So now you're without an excuse. See, God was preparing you just like he was preparing me. And God brought us all together because he knows who his sheep is. As I close today, I want to say this to you. When you come out the storm, you'll realize how much you need the church. And you're going to realize that when you were in the storm, watch it, some people, they're in the storm and then they come to church when they're in the storm. But after the storm, you won't see them. You know why? Because their motives were wrong. And if their motives is right, they will remain humble and be led by the shepherd. I close this series off in it's such a powerful thing to see. But I want you to write this down. Write this down just like this. I need spiritual leadership. I need spiritual leadership. So here are my points today. Number one, after the storm, the omniscience of God, you'd realize that God had you on the right path. Number two, you'll realize how much you need him. But lastly, God will give you visible representatives to show you he's real. It's kind of like your pastor's preaching, and you're like, man, how does he know what I'm going through right now? That's God showing you how real he is. That's God revealing to you how real he is. So as I close today, I want to say this to you. Don't forget this. The omnipotence of God. The omnipresence of God. And the omniscience of God. That's what you learn after the storm. Give God a hand clap.